what scammers do, what cyber criminals do, they do not just come into your network and do their hacking job. They first understand your pattern. What are you doing? What are the content you are watching? What all websites are you surfing? And they kind of collect all your information.
Many people have created fake accounts using those images and all that. So how that risk of identity, risk of revealing your personal details and all that, how that can be tackled?
Digital platforms nowadays, electronic medias, and digital media and digital platform does not have any boundaries. Keep on resetting your passwords on regular intervals and use multi-factor authentication methods to access your social media accounts.
Welcome to Imperia Connects. I'm your host Madhvi, and today we are diving into a topic that every family, parent, even child needs to think about: cyber safety. It's no longer just about password or antivirus. These days, our kids are going online, using school apps, playing games, scrolling social media, and chatting on smartphones. While technology gives us so much convenience, it also brings real risk that we can't afford to ignore. So how to protect our children in this digital world? To help us to understand this better, we have a very special guest with us, Mr. Gaurav Vats. He works closely with school, families and organizations across India to build safer digital environment. So let's welcome Gaurav Vats. Hello Gaurav, welcome to Imperia Connects.
Hi Madhvi, thank you for inviting me here at Imperia Connects. It's a pleasure to meet you.
So to begin with, I would like to know why cyber security is very important for today's parenting, especially for children.
Cyber security has become imperative for each and everybody, not just for children. And when you talk about importance of cyber security for children, they are using all sort of digital platforms nowadays, electronic medias, and digital media and digital platform does not have any boundaries. So it is very important for children to understand what all applications, what all websites, what all content they should study on the social media, so that they may be focused on their education and cannot deviate from their main motto, which is learning about the technologies and not the other content, because there is no limit or filtration of content on the digital platforms. So yes, it is very important for children and for parents also, for that matter, to understand and be vigilant about what content their kids are studying.
So what kind of common cyber threats that you come across when it comes to children and when it comes to parenting? Because parents are not always with child, and if they have a phone, you know, it is personalized thing. It is one-on-one. It is not a desktop, or it is not a laptop where you have a bigger screen and you can see what is happening. Can you explain what are the common threats you come across?
The kids using social media for watching reels and making YouTube videos is one thing, but not very far long ago, we had heard lot of cases of kids committing suicide after playing some certain game on their mobile devices, which was horrendous. Kids getting addicted to these video games on mobiles and then losing their lives is not something anybody on the planet would want.
So what kind of threats do you see children unknowingly inviting in cyber threat space?
So as you were talking about certain applications which made a lot of children commit suicide, just to earn points, they were going to the rooftop, jumping from the cliff and going into the deep waters, and a lot of those activities they did, and they lost their lives, unfortunately. So it is very important for everybody, for parents also, to take care of what content the children are watching, what activities are they performing on the digital platform. And we have seen that pattern also. If you are scrolling reels on Instagram, that also reads out what content are you watching, and the algorithm at the back end gives you more such content on the social media, not just Instagram. It can be on Facebook, it can be on YouTube, and that's how your phone becomes flooded with that sort of content, and that kind of develop addiction among the children. And it is very important, since those children are young students, they should be studying education content and not entertainment content. So it is very important for parents to be vigilant.
This is the side of user end. How on other side the scammer target to reach such targets? You know, children are soft targets. They are not aware of any scam happening, or it can create any threat of security.
So now this has become a pattern nowadays, that parents start giving their mobile phones to their children. Those mobile phones have access of their bank accounts. Their lot of mobile banking applications are there, GPay, PhonePay, Paytm, all sort of apps or applications are there. And now in this digital India, we are claiming that we can make payments like this on a tap of your fingers. So when children are using your mobile phones, so it is very important to educate them there about not to make any payments which are not relevant to them. And if it is relevant to them, they should make those payments in guidance of the parents. Because what scammers do, what cyber criminals do, they do not just come into your network and do their hacking job. They first understand your pattern. What are you doing? What are the content you are watching? What all websites are you surfing? And they kind of collect all your information. Nowadays, we have seen that people have this habit of posting their traveling status on the social media, that we are traveling to New York with family. That means your home is locked. Nobody is there at home. So that gives a good indication to the criminals that nobody is at home. We can easily go and break their wallets or vaults or whatever is there, right? So those cases of theft can increase. So it is important, and we should educate our children, right? What are they doing on the digital platforms? What are they doing on the social media? Whom should they respond to? If they have to make any kind of transaction on the mobile phone, that has to be in the guidance of the or in the supervision of the parents.
Since you mentioned that your location is on, and then people get to know, the scammers is to know that, you know, you are traveling and all that thing. What happens is, like, when it comes to children, everybody nowadays, like, you know, they have so many classes after school and parents are also working. They get phone and the location is on just to track the movement of a child, from where it is going from one place to another place and all that. So location is always on that way.
Yeah, it is. And when we are downloading any kind of app on the mobile phone with having your the device having location access, the applications always ask you to give permission to access your location tracking also. So we should be very cautious about granting any kind of permission to those applications. If that application really require my location access, if it is a Ola or Uber cab or traveling application that may require an access. But what has it to do with the any application which I'm using to listen songs?
Yeah.
Right. So we have to be very careful about what permissions I'm giving to the application.
What is the biggest misconception that parents have about the cybersecurity? Because see, they speak about, you know, they have a CCTV camera just to see how the child is, like, you know, at home, their safety. You have locks for your door for safety. But it's not so easy that we speak about cybersecurity. You know, we have password to our lockers and all that, but do we think about cybersecurity? No, it is not. You know, unless you have experienced some threat, you don't think about it too much. Do you think it's something that parents should start thinking about?
So, as a parent, having a CCTV camera installed in the living room or to keep a watch of what your kids are doing, but when they get access to the screen and the internet, the whole world is open for them. And the whole world contains all kind of energies, all kind of content, and your CCTV camera cannot keep a track of that world. Having all sort of cybersecurity measures, install a good antivirus solution in your mobile phone so that even if by mistake your child taps on any fraudulent link or any malicious link, the virus or malicious content should not get installed into your mobile device. There are whole sort of torrents which hackers push, which gets installed in your device, and your banking applications, your banking details can be compromised. So it is very important to have all sort of modern era cybersecurity solutions.
Can you give me some real life experiences?
So other day I was having a chat in our open network, and there one such case came up. Someone texted my friend that I am in this city and I have lost my wallet. I have lost all my cards and I am in need of money. And that message had come to him on social media website, right? And so my phone number is also not working. Please send me this much of amount on this number. That gentleman transferred him a decent amount. And later on, he realized that I should just call up my friend and check what is exactly happening to him. So when he called, his friend told him, no, I have not texted you any such message and I am all good. I am at my home and I do not require any money. So that message had come from some fake account, and that money never came back to the gentleman. So these all sort of frauds are happening on the social media, and one should be very careful while interacting. You should be doing due diligence while making any kind of transaction on the digital platform.
Share their photos on social media. Mm-hmm. And many times we have seen that many people have created fake accounts using those images and all that. So how that risk of identity, risk of revealing your personal details and all that, how that can be tackled?
So after the emergence of artificial intelligence, a lot of cases of deepfake have occurred. We have seen n number of cases where people received video calls demand from their kids from some other number, and telling them to transfer some money into some account because their account is blocked or whatever has happened. And that is not happening just to the common citizens of the country. That is happening to a lot of celebrities also. So it is important what content are we posting. For that matter, we should be taking care of the background also where we are clicking our photographs. If there is some vehicle number in the background, there are chances, and I'm posting that photograph on the social media, there are chances the scammers, the fraudsters may get my address using the number of the vehicle in the background, right? And they may have access to my home also, right? A personal identification information sharing on the social media. And yeah, so the
many website asks you to save the cards for transactions. Many website asks you to save the password and saying that it's safe to save a password.
Right.
And like, because you are asking for, and then even you go for shopping also, like, you know, the showrooms are asking for your details, asking to download the app and asking, oh, we'll not share any messages. It will be just for anniversary or birthday.
Right.
I wish, you know.
Right.
And then you say, okay, maybe sometime you will get discount, or maybe you will get some gift, or maybe it will be a voucher that you will get from the brand. Because if it's like a frequently visited place, you know, you feel that, okay, might be, there might be some perks if I give my details to that. So sharing date of birth and name, email ID is something comes very easily and naturally to people. They don't consider that as a threat. Do you think that is also a threat for security these days?
Yes, it is. And we as an individual need to understand this. What all loyalty programs should I opt for? How important is it to earn those additional points? And at what cost? If that company is using or adhering to those government directives to protect my personal identification information. Thanks to Government of India, they have introduced the DPTP Act. But we individual also should be aware of what all are the platforms, what all are the companies I should be sharing my personal identification information. So it is not always about sharing your contact details, your mobile number, your email ID on whatever platform you come across, but you need to identify the good ones.
Can you explain the government initiative you were talking about?
Made this act of digital personal data protection, where it is important for any company to secure the information of their customers, individuals. Like there were cases of personal data compromising on the dark web and deep web. Have you ever thought about you're getting these calls for credit cards, loans, where all they do get these information? You have never shared your personal information with them, your contact details.
Yeah.
So where do they get that? So there are there can be a number of channels they might get it. Maybe you have given your Aadhaar card, your PAN card details, your contact number for buying some specific assets, right? But somehow your details from that platform got leaked.
Yeah.
Right? So it is very important to do the due diligence again. What all platforms are where I'm sharing my personal information? So we have to be very careful about it.
So, we spoke about having securities, lockers and CCTV cameras at home. But there is also something when it comes to digital life is for safety is password. We use password to protect our phone, to protect our devices. How is it possible, like, you know, it can protect not just the screen, but also the application running inside the phone?
So when this social media had come into existence in late 90s, then the trend of resetting passwords was not so familiar. Now people were not so familiar with resetting their passwords on regular intervals. But in modern era, if you do not reset your passwords, your access to your social media accounts, or for that matter any account you possess, may be compromised. Technology has evolved. There are a number of techniques you can use to secure your identities. So they are resetting your passwords on regular intervals is very important. At the same time, you can have multi-factor authentication also. You can use OTPs to log in into your account, which are sent to your mobile phones or your email IDs. You can use your biometrics to access your social media accounts, and you can have authenticator applications also, where a specific code is sent to those authenticator applications every time you log in into your social media accounts. So yes, number one, keep on resetting your passwords on regular intervals and use multi-factor authentication methods to access your social media accounts.
The other thing we experience is just not our generation, is not only our children, but also our parents. They are not so technology savvy, you know. So how parents, or like, you know, how mature and elderly person can start talking the safety and, like, you know, how they can guide to their children as well as adults?
So recently one of my colleague came to me and she was asking me to conduct session for the elderly people in their housing society. I thought there would be some 10-15 people who would want to know about how can they start doing digital banking, or how can they protect themselves on the social media, what all the practices they should follow. And when I went to that society, there were almost 75 to 80 such elderly people. That included some of the young students also. But I was kind of happy about people keen to know about their cyber health, their protection on the digital platforms. They asked a lot of questions about their IDs getting hacked on the social media, their digital banking experiences, what all content they can keep in their mobile phone if they are using mobile banking applications, how can they protect their passwords. So one thing I can say over here is that we should talk to them very frequently. It may or may not be just any other stuff, but we can talk about a specific content like digital banking, for that matter. With the when we are educating our children, we should talk to our parents also. So that way, I think it will be safer for them to use all these sort of digital media, especially banking.
So I have asked you enough questions about cybersecurity. There is some fun game that we always play on our show. So I'll give you some option and you have to choose one of that. I'll ask you some questions as well.
Okay.
So the first question is, what is the most common type of cyber threat kids face online? Is it cyberbullying, grooming, or phishing?
Cyberbullying.
One basic but effective step every family should take to secure their home's Wi-Fi: password, encryption, and firewalls.
Passwords is the very first thing.
Okay. So what is the term for malicious software that can secretly harm or spy on your devices? Malware, virus, and spyware.
Spyware, yeah.
Which app features can help parents limit their screen time for the children? Parental control, screen time, or restrictions?
Parental control is very important.
Okay. What is the one major risk of sharing location info on social media apps? Is it privacy, stalking, or tracking?
Tracking.
What should parents teach children to do before clicking on links or downloading files? Verify, ask, or think?
Always verify.
On this fun note, we'll end this conversation. Thank you for coming to our episode. I'm sure this information will help our parents safeguard their children and also their digits and digital life.
Yes, indeed. And I thank you so much, Madhvi, for having me here.
Remember, cyber safety isn't just about technology. It's a practice to keep our families safe online. Thank you for being with us. Stay aware, stay protected, and And most importantly, stay connected with Imperia Connects.